This is Jay Sekulow. Controversy at the Air Force Academy. Our guest, the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, Mikey Weinstein.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
This is perhaps the most offensive. The Air Force said this was a teaching moment, that the cadets' action in putting the Bible verse on was inappropriate based upon leadership principles.
The Air Force Academy is in my district, and like Representative Forbes, I am very disturbed about what happened with this cadet. I believe it was a suppression of his religious rights.
Facts that I've received from the Air Force, so these aren't hypotheticals, is that this cadet had no intention to offend anyone or any group. Number two, that the private whiteboards have long been used to display items reflecting their personality and from which they draw personal inspiration.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. As I mentioned yesterday, we are having as our guest Mikey Weinstein. He, of course, is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Let me give him a proper introduction. He's also a 1977 honor graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. He served as a judge advocate general. That's the lawyers inside the military for 10 years. He also served as in the White House under President Reagan and also worked with former presidential candidate and businessman H. Ross Perot. He, of course, leads the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which is in the middle of a lot of controversies. Mikey and I have debated each other on many times, and we're glad that he's joining us today in an area, Mikey, where we disagree, but thank you for coming on the broadcast.
Well, the reason I'm here is because I respect you guys as fellow human beings and good citizens, and even though we may disagree, that doesn't mean that we have to sprinkle the discourse with undue rancor.
I agree. Let me ask. We're going to come up on a break in about 2 minutes, but let me get an area of agreement, maybe, and that is the existence of the chaplaincy corps inside of the military. You don't have a fundamental problem with that, correct?
No, we don't. I mean, if it keeps going the way we see it going, we will. But at this point, there is no disagreement about that.
Well, what area is it going that you're worried about?
Well, my concern is that if the members of the chaplaincy view their job as a mission, a mission area. In other words, it's fertile and fecund for following the Great Commission to convert people, as opposed to what the current regulations, directives, and instructions say of the Department of Defense. That becomes an area of grave concern for us. We're not saying go sit in the corner and color. We're saying follow the rules, because even as a chaplain, you don't get any other special safe harbor under the constitutional separation of church and state.
So if a soldier comes to a Protestant chaplain, an evangelical chaplain, said, I'm confused on my religion, but I really want to know more about Christianity, do you have any problem with that chaplain sharing his faith?
Not at all.
Okay, so if it's initiated by the soldier. So, folks, we're starting the program with an agreement, which is a good way to start a program, because I expect if we get to the next section of the broadcast, we're going to have some areas of disagreement. We're going to be taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want to be respectful. We want to agree and disagree respectfully. Mikey and I have debated each other before, actually at the Air Force Academy, which was, I think, a great experience for both of us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I will tell you this, we're going to take your call. So I want to encourage you, if you got a call for Mikey or for any of us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me ask you also, folks, to be in prayer for our team working on the Pastor Saeed Abedini situation in Iran. Some very important issues developing right there, right now. So we encourage you to do that. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls at 800-684-3110.
Yeah. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
I'm an American. Red, white, and blue.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our guest is Mikey Weinstein. He, of course, is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, served in the United States Air Force as a judge advocate general for 10 years. Mikey, I want to play a statement that came out of a speech you gave in Santa Fe last year, and we're going to play it, and I want to talk to you about this one. Let's play number 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Okay, so, Mikey, this is, I'm sure, an area where we're going to disagree. You don't really believe that we're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Well, is that the question?
Yes, that's the question.
What I tell people all the time is that, remember, we currently represent 105 members of the U.S. military, and 96% of our clients are Christians themselves. But if you're dealing with people that are saying that we want to make sure that we bring about the end times utilizing the incredible technological, you know, weaponry of our U.S. military, then yes, we are. But we're not talking about all Christians.
You have examples of Christians in the military that you believe are the same as the Taliban, because the Taliban utilized their weapon, which was a sword, to cut off the head of Danny Pearl. And do you really believe that we've got Christians in the military that are doing that right now?
I believe that we have people in the military that follow the concept of, again, dominionist Christianity.
Okay, so what? Are they as dangerous, and they're as dangerous in your worldview as the Taliban?
Google it. I'm not saying that we have people that want to go out and take a sword and cut off the heads of people in the military that, you know, are serving on their various bases. However,
So we're not, then they're not the same as the Taliban, because the Taliban engages in those kind of activities that you just described, including using their swords to cut off heads of people. So it's not the same.
Obviously.
Okay. So that was hyperbole. All right. We'll chalk that one up to hyperbole. Let's talk about the whiteboard in the Air Force Academy. If a student posted on the whiteboard, Mikey, in the Air Force Academy, a statement about same-sex relationships, are you okay with that?
You mean on the whiteboard about same-sex relationships?
Yeah, they said, you know, I'm in favor of or I'm opposed to, whatever it is. I mean, if they just put that on their whiteboard, is that okay?
Let me put it this way. Being a graduate of the academy, having four kids who graduated,
yeah,
a brother who went there, a brother-in-law, et cetera, that plays, the hallways are an area that are absolutely considered part of the squadron operating area, and putting a statement out there about that, we would be against.
So what would you allow a student, a cadet at the military academy, let's take the Air Force because that's one you're familiar with. And by the way, you know, I've said this to you before. I appreciate your 10 years of military service and your family's long history of military service to the country. But this is an area where I think we have a fundamental disagreement. These whiteboards, according to the regulations, the cadets are allowed to put up personal messages. What personal message would you allow under your theory of the Constitution?
Beat Army and beat Navy.
Oh, so if it's about sports, it's okay?
Yes, it's perfectly valid. Let me make it very clear again. Trying to argue
isn't that discriminatory against the Navy?
Change just a second, please, if I can. Saying that members of the Christian members of the U.S. Air Force Academy Cadet Wing have a limitless opportunity to pursue the Great Commission, irrespective of time, place, and manner, is not Christian victimization. It's following the rules, because remember, this is not Florida State, this is not Baylor, it's not Notre Dame.
I understand.
It is not an open. It is not like a free space for a.
Yeah. But these boards, you're basically saying that even though the regulations allow for the students to post personal message, you're saying they really can't.
No, what I'm saying is,
can they post a personal message?
Have that. Wait, I'm going to wait till you finish so I can answer.
Okay. Here's the question. It's really simple. Can the students, under the regulations, they're allowed to post personal messages on the whiteboard in front of their room. Do you believe that regulation is okay, allowing personal messages to be up there, or you disagree with that also?
No, I think that personal messages are fine as long as they are in accordance with the time, place, and manner of all the other regulations that apply there for the cadet sight picture, the Department of Defense directives, instructions, and regulations.
Yeah.
As well as the U.S. Constitution.
So I support President Obama. Is that okay for a student to post?
To say what?
I support President Obama.
I think that to sit there and make a political statement one way or the other, to say that I support our commander-in-chief is something that, as a matter of fact, if it's a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, to be disrespectful to the chain of command, including the president.
So if you say I support the president, you're okay?
I think if it crosses the line with regard to specificity of a political perspective, it is clearly wrong. Remember, we're
if
not
it's no, Mikey, hold on here. Let's answer the question. If the statement says from the student, I support President Obama. Is that okay?
I think that's perfectly fine. Because
okay, another student. That's fine. He's commander in chief. Another student says,
right.
I oppose President Obama's policies. Is that okay?
That's probably a criminal violation of the military code article. I believe it's Article 88.
So you're saying if you have a pro President Obama position, you're free to put that up on your personal space. If you oppose him, you're not. We call that viewpoint discrimination. That'll be an area of disagreement. Jordan, you've got a question for Mikey. We'll get more into the whiteboard in a moment. But Jordan, you had a question.
Yeah, I mean, what about the idea of okay, take out the idea if you don't criticize the commander-in-chief. What about just it's coming up towards Election Day, you just say vote Republican? I mean, if this is used for personal and private communication as well as public notifications, it's not the school, it's not something that the school's putting up in its own signage. It's clearly written by the student or written by the cadet, not by others. And by the way, these are institutions that the federal government can write the regulations for. And it seems like you're not focusing on constitutional violations here, but instead trying to use military regulation against these cadets having any free exercise of their beliefs. So what about the idea of just vote Republican coming up towards Election Day?
Okay, before I get back, let me just say again, guys, I'm sorry for the phones going off. Obviously, we're getting a lot of calls here as well.
Yeah.
The bottom line here is, and I didn't know, a quick question,
yeah,
Jordan, and I don't know whether you or Jay, have either one of you ever been in the U.S. military?
No.
I don't even know.
Yeah, no, neither
All
of
right.
us have, sir.
Let me make it clear. I don't believe that those whiteboards are actually allowed for personal use. If it's out there, I'd like to see this precise regulation, but irrespective of that, remember...
Well, the Air Force, the general that testified said they were.
Guys, please, it's a military...
Okay, go ahead, but the Air Force said they were. Go ahead. But they said they were.
If that's what they're saying, that's great. But my point is this. I want to see the regulations at a point. In the squadron area, this is not the University of Kentucky. It's a military garrison. And many of your constitutional rights, Jordan and Jay, are severely limited in the U.S. military in order to form the necessary lethality for our military.
Terry opens up the idea. Mikey, they open up the idea of this whiteboard posting. They testified to Congress that it is. If the regulations don't make it clear that they've opened up, yes, you may sacrifice some of your constitutional rights when you choose to serve our country, and people understand that, they're listening. But when the military opens up and at these institutions opens up and the federal government allows for these regulations to be written that open up the speech, why limit this? What is the problem, I guess? What is the problem with the atheist student or the Christian student? They're going to have to deal with this when they're finished with their schooling and they serve our country. They're going to deal with people who have different religious faiths or no faiths at all. Why not learn at the university level how to tolerate it and how to get by?
Okay, now can I answer, guys, please,
yeah,
without interrupting? Please, I want to keep
Go ahead.
as possibly as nice as we can here.
Yeah, we've got two minutes and I got 2 minutes before we take a break. It's yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me say it again. Please don't use the word university. These are military academies, military installations. Any message that goes up from a cadet has to be related to something as with their effective mission. The reason the cadets are identified by their rank and their name only is to make sure that we buttress good order, morale, unit cohesion, and discipline. Anything that divides like that, this is not like going to Georgetown. And it's very hard to explain unless you've been there. Let me say it this way, guys, to both seculars. The military is almost indescribably tribal, adversarial, communal, and ritualistic. The two of you have not personally experienced that, but I'm sure there are people at the ACLJ that have. But the bottom line here is even Colin Powell's former chief of staff, Larry Wilkerson, who's on our advisory board, wrote a fantastic op-ed about all of this. The bottom line is that it's not the same. When they get into the military, they've got to understand that what they do has, thoughts turn into words, words turn into actions, and you cannot degrade good order, morale, and discipline. Look at DOD directive, the new one that's out, 1300.17, Air Force Instruction 2.11. It always goes back to what buttresses and keeps pristine unit cohesion, morale, discipline, and good order. Anything along the lines politically, racially.
I'm going to cut you off because in your interpretation of this, this would mean to keep this kind of unit cohesion, though, you'd have to not have any religious faith at all. And we know out, because you said early in the broadcast you're okay with the chaplains, people have their religious faith. How is that possibly going to work in your putting these two together when you're trying to ban it at the level when they're starting out? I mean, they're at the Air Force Academy
ahead and answer,
as cadets.
No, guys, you have to understand, it's a difference between a work environment and a personal environment. We're saying to the chaplains, you are not allowed to view the members of the military as a mission field, with low-hanging fruit, that's fertile and fecund for you to turn to your religious views. That is not what you can do in the military. It is a very different environment. You cannot use your position of military authority, either apparently or actually, to try to promote your religious faith on otherwise helpless subordinates, and this is what's been going on.
Well, we're going to get more into this, folks. We're taking calls as well, 1-800-684-3110. Our guest is Mikey Weinstein. He, of course, is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. We've got a fundamental disagreement here, but this is America, and the good news about that is we can agree to disagree. We're going to continue this debate and dialogue as well when we come back from the break. Let me encourage you folks while we're on the air here to go ahead and stand up. Let your voice be heard on this. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petitions there supporting the students, the cadets, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, also like us and follow on Facebook and Twitter as well. We'll be back with more in a moment.
No reason to get excited. The thief kindly spoke.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy, Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Mikey Weinstein, he is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. He served as a judge advocate general for 10 years in the United States Air Force. And we've also brought into the conversation Skip Ash, Lieutenant Colonel retired, United States Army, who, of course, heads up our national security practice because as Mikey's asking some of these questions about military. We'll bring in some of our military folks as well and have a discussion here. We've got areas of disagreement, that's for sure. I think, Mikey, you've, according to a news report, in Colorado, you actually thought that the student that posted the Bible verse, the cadet that did that, should be court-martialed. Do you really believe that? Court-martialed?
Well, okay, let me answer the question.
Okay, right? I just asked it, so go ahead and answer it.
What I said was I felt that the officer in the chain that allowed that should, we were certainly not opposed to court-martial, but we certainly felt at least non-judicial punishment, Article 15, and that the, and you keep using the term student, and I want to correct
I said cadet. I said cadet. I said cadet.
Okay, cadet should certainly receive at least a letter of reprimand, if not a letter of counseling, or the other way around, letter of counseling, not a letter of reprimand.
A letter of counseling. Like, I mean, so, Mikey, hold it. You put a lot together there. A letter of counseling, because they put a Bible verse on the whiteboard that the Department of Defense and the Air Force said includes allowance for personal messages. That person, in your view, needs counseling.
About the personal messages.
But that's what the general said. That's what they said. I know you don't care what they said, but that's what they said. They said personal messages are all...
They're wrong about that. So the kind of personal message you're talking to. But let me just say this without trying to talk too fast. If you have a law on the books that is observed more in its breach than in its conformance, it's a million times worse than if you never had the law before.
I don't know what you're talking about. What exactly are you talking about?
If you have a law that's out there that
what law?
Because there's no.
What law is that? What law is that cadet violating?
Pardon me?
What law is the cadet violating by posting on the personal board that the military testified before the United States Congress under oath allowed for personal messages? What law is that cadet violating?
Well, we talked about at the top of the show.
Well, go ahead and answer my question. What law is the cadet violating, Mikey?
Whoa.
Guys,
if I'm going to be a guest on the show,
yes.
Let me
answer the question. What law is the cadet violating?
I'm going to answer your question if you'll let me have a chance to answer. Okay, violating. Okay, Air Force Instruction 1-1, Section 2.11, and they're also violating the separation of church and state. They're also creating a religious.
You believe that a student? Hold it. Let's take one at a time. What provision of the military code were you just talking about? 1.1. What is that exactly?
Okay, Air Force Instruction 1-1. I thought that you guys had watched that. That's a marvelous piece of administrative of law that was put into effect August 7th, 2012. It is punishable under one of the, I think it's Article 92 or 93 of the UCMJ.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it very clear that leaders at all levels must balance their constitutional protections for an individual's freedom of exercise of religion,
right,
or other personal beliefs against any governmental establishment of religion. For instance, they give an example. They must avoid the actual or apparent use of their position to promote their personal religious beliefs to their subordinates or to extend preferential treatment for any religion.
Okay, and so let me ask the question again. But that's leaders. I'm talking about a cadet. If a cadet posts on their personal board a Bible verse or a verse from the Quran or a verse for the Old Testament or an inspirational verse, or statement, that, in your view, violates the military code?
Now, let me answer your question without you interrupting me, please. Absolutely it does. Guys, you don't understand the military. You don't understand the military academy. To sit there and say not a leader but a cadet, it's a very vertically encrusted military hierarchy. There are four classes. Firsties, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, and dualies, or the plebes at West Point and Annapolis. The upper three classes are all leaders compared to the fourth class, and the fourth class still kicks in to the second half of AFI, Air Force Instruction.
Yeah, I understand all that. But, Mikey, I understand all that. I'm asking you the question about a cadet. A cadet.
Adversarial, communal, ritualistic.
Oh, please. I mean, just, okay, let me do this. So we'll get it on a military plane here. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, and a lieutenant colonel retired, United States Army. Skip, you heard what Mikey said. Give me your comments on this.
Right off the bat, I would say that not every cadet, even though he's an upperclassman, is in a leadership position. We recognize this. And let's look at what the Air Force Academy explained. They explained through their spokesperson and before the Congress that these whiteboards allowed personal statements. That was what they said. So that, to me, is the time, place, and manner. It was open for personal statements. The issue of leadership is normally in a chain of command relationship. And yes, there are upperclassmen, there are lowerclassmen at the academies, but there's also a chain of command. The cadet who was involved here was identified as not being in that chain of command. And therefore, it's questionable about the leadership aspect of this with respect to the AFI 1-1, the provision that's been cited. So I think here we've got to be very careful. And this was a silent message. It was a personal message. It was a message of, you know, if you read the verse, Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified in Christ. It's a testimony of his own personal statement. It was not something that was forced upon anybody. Nobody even had to read it. And there was no pressure put on anybody to change any views or do anything. And therefore, I think in this case, we've made a mountain out of a molehill with respect to this issue.
All right, Mikey, so I'm going to let you respond to Skip. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, guys. And again, I appreciate the chance. Yep. Skip, I think I've met you before. Were we at the Army War College together?
We were.
Okay. Guys, let me just say this. I think what we have here is a complete failure to understand the culture. And I'm going to go back to this again. That individual who put that Galatians...
Let me just say one thing, Mikey, just quickly here. Skip is a graduate of West Point and also is taught at West Point, but go ahead.
Yeah, I remember that because I know that he is. And my point is that, look, we have somebody who leads West Point, who's a very devout evangelical Christian, who's the superintendent, with whom we have an excellent relationship. This isn't about faith, guys. It's about looking at the difference between the Great Commission and how it relates to the Great Constitution. Now, listen to me. Right next to that cadet's name with the Galatians 2:20 quote, it said major training events NCO. That was absolutely a leader who was there. And the bottom line is that even definitely the upper three classes are in a leadership position. There's no question that this was a direct violation of the Air Force instruction on a number of levels, which is punishable under the UCMJ, and we want to have visible punishment because that's the best way to educate. Ultimately, civilization is a constant race between education and catastrophe.
You want visible punishment for the student that was told that the whiteboard allowed for personal messages, and you want visible punishment. And in 1 minute, what would that visible punishment be in your view?
First, absolutely correct. We want visible punishment for the cadet, not the student, and the chain of command.
What is the visible punishment for the cadet? What would that be?
We'd be looking at a letter of reprimand, at the very least, a letter of counseling for the air officer commanding that allowed it, either an Article 15 non-judicial punishment or court-martial.
So I you said it. So a court-martial, in your view, would be appropriate here for the leadership?
Not for the cadet, but for the leadership, correct.
And you want, counseling for the cadet?
At the very least, preferably a letter of reprimand, which is more serious.
We got a lot more ahead, folks. Go ahead, Jordan, quickly.
In their file forever. I mean, you think about it, you are, because they put up a Bible verse about their own personal faith, you want something in their file forever, in their military file, that could forever haunt them. This is why I think, you know, the animus that you have towards religious people, calling us Taliban, then trying to come on our broadcast and saying, well, I really didn't mean that. Saying that you did want a court-martial but didn't want a court-martial. This is the problem, Mikey. You make up different statements depending on who your audience is. You talk real tough to reporters, not so tough to us.
All right, we're going to have more when we come back, and I'm sure this dialogue and debate is going to continue. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. We'll get to your calls. Folks, as we go to a break, why don't you support these cadets that you just heard Mikey Weinstein wants to basically censor and even have some of them held in court-martials. It's unbelievable, really. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Speak out now. Over 55,000 have. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a minute. You know it's gonna be alright.
Alright. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
the broadcast, everyone. Our guest is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, Mikey Weinstein. He also served as a judge advocate general for 10 years in the United States Air Force Academy graduate as well, and many members of his family, generations. And although we disagree on a lot of issues, I certainly, and I know everybody that's listening, appreciates his service in the military. Mikey, let's start with kind of topically here. We're getting some calls, some in favor of your position, some not. Let's take one. Jordan, let's take Bruce out of Illinois, and Mikey will get you to respond to Bruce. Go ahead,
Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. I'm a Christian who was in the Air Force during Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that...
Thank you for your service.
...signs up for U.S. military service. He has the freedom to believe whatever religion he decides to believe or not believe. But he also has the responsibility and the duty... i.e. the duty to protect his country from all enemies. The main purpose for a military person is to fight against the enemy, not evangelize. If fighting includes shooting the enemy dead when necessary, then there's a conflict of interest between a Christian's moral beliefs and the military person's duty.
Well, I don't know about that, because that's not true, because there's just war theories, and I'm not going to get into all that. The call screener said that you were taking Mikey's side. So do you agree with it? Let's try to get it back on the position. And I'll ask this to Mikey Weinstein. Mikey, the caller, I think, is saying that some Christians that are pacifists may have trouble serving in the military, but they would be opted out and they could exempt out, and you wouldn't have any problem with that if there was a draft or anything. Mikey?
Right. I mean, yeah. By the way, when we mentioned 10 years with the JAG, my first 3 years of those 10 years, I was in law school but still serving as a legal intern with various judge advocates. I want to make sure I'm on the record for that. Guys, and I handled several that we call those Jay and Skip, and also the caller and Jordan, CO, conscientious objector cases. The point I'm trying to talk about that I think that the gentleman was referring to before he went into the break is that what we're talking about is not getting rid of the existence of God or anyone's version of Jesus, Allah, or anybody else, Yahweh. It is what is the appropriate time, place, and manner to express your belief. In the case of the whiteboards and the squadron hallways, it violates all of those when it has a message like Galatians 2:20. With regard to whether or not a Christian can serve in the military, we have... to sit there and say Christians are—it's incompatible. It's a conflict that is terminally impossible to solve by being in the military and being a good Christian. I think that's ridiculous unless you're a conscientious objector.
Yeah, conscientious objectors have the right to not serve. I think we all agree that. Let me play. This is a statement you made. Also, I want you to explain this one. Number two,
the Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
All right, so do you really believe that the Air Force Academy is a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny? Mikey?
No, I would have used other words, but this is a family program.
Okay, well, I appreciate you not using other words, which I guess brings up a question. I don't think you would think that on the whiteboard, if a student posted an expletive, that would be okay. It would not, right?
No, I think it's fair to say that the Air Force Academy, since when we first got involved on or about February 4th, 2004, with the incredible way that it was... massively violating the U.S. Constitution and pushing Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, or as we called it, the Jesus Chainsaw Massacre, or Freddy versus Jesus.
Okay,
for 10 years and 1 month and 16 days we've been fighting there, it has only gotten worse and worse and worse. Now, we have clients at 1,000 military installations and ships and airplanes all over the at 150 bases all over the world, but we have 479 at the Air Force Academy, the majority of whom are believing Protestants or Roman Catholics, that are being oppressed for being, quote, not Christian enough because of this type of proselytizing in time, place, and manner that violates Air Force, DOD, and constitutional law.
We're going to talk about the cases that you brought, the results of those cases, and ask some questions about your clients since you've raised that. So we'll be back in a moment with that, more of your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Folks, we're going to get to your calls. Hang in there. Skip Ash is with us. Jordan, of course, in Washington. Mikey Weinstein, our guest. Again, if you want to stand up for the students, the cadets, it's easy to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot more ahead. Follow us and like us on Facebook as well, and also on Twitter. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment here. Mikey Weinstein is our guest. He is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Mikey, let me ask you about some lawsuits here. So I know there was one you filed involving a lawsuit against the United States Air Force and the Secretary of the Air Force for allowing what you called evangelical Christian proselytizing at the Air Force Academy. That suit, my research shows, was dismissed for lack of standing. Have there been any lawsuits that you've had that have gone to trial or have resulted in a verdict in your favor?
Hey, guys, before I address that, I'm getting tweets here that somebody made a statement that I'm walking my statements back, and I wasn't able to hear that. That is absolutely not the truth. When I say Christian Taliban, I am talking exactly about the level of ferocity that we're dealing with. When I talk,
I don't know who sent you. We didn't.
Court-martials for the officer. Wait a minute. Let me have my time, and I'll answer your question. Yeah, if you're saying things on that I'm not able to hear on the air, that really isn't fair. And the tweet, I'm getting tweets about this stuff. So I'm not walking a damn thing back here.
Mikey, and you did actually walk. You said something. First you said, Taliban, no, I wasn't really mean that. Of course, they don't cut off their heads. Now you're saying again that they really are the Taliban. If you equate someone to the Taliban, they have to cut off someone's head. That's what the Taliban does. They execute people with machine guns in soccer stadiums. So if you're conflating that, first you said, no, it's not really, that's not really what I meant. So you did do that. You did walk that back. Second, on the court-martial issue, you walked that back first. You said, well, not really. Then you brought it back again. So you're back and forth. And that's the tough time with even having you on the air, and we've had you on a long time, is that you go back and forth. It seems like you don't know. You make statements in the media that are very harsh. Then you come on here, you kind of pull them back a little bit, then reassert them once again. So it is back and forth, back and forth. Pick a side on the issues. If you think it's really the Taliban, stick with it and explain why. But don't then say, well, not really. It's more like hyperbole.
No, guys, I'm going to be quiet because apparently I can't talk over you as your guest here. Let me make it very clear. I mean, we made it very clear we've always supported a court-martial for the leadership, for the cadet, at least. I told you a letter of reprimand, so I didn't walk a damn thing back there. I told you I was misquoted when we talked about court-martials for the cadets themselves. With regard to the Taliban, you made a statement saying, well, are you saying members of the military, we have to check the transcript, because as I understood it, are cutting off people's heads with swords. I'm saying, well, of course they're not.
Well, that's what the Taliban does.
Religiosity. Whoa, 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 let me finish. We're dealing with a fanatical religiosity, and not Salafist or or Wahhabist Islam, but dominionist fundamentalist Christianity.
That you equate with Taliban.
Mass destruction, which cut a lot of heads off.
You equate, do you believe, here's, I'm going to go, you know, since you, by the way, we're not tweeting anything on this, so I don't know, people are allowed, you know what, Mikey, you don't get to control people's tweets. Sorry, it's kind of like free speech, but let me play it back for you. Your statement, this was on 313. This is a statement you made. Number two.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
And then you said this on February 8th of 2013, number 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Okay, so do you believe you're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban?
Absolutely, the same level of
so how do you define Taliban?
Of law, elevating one particular religious faith over law and guidance that's been in our country from its very founding. But when you made the statement about, are you saying members of the military want to take their sabers and cut the heads off of people that disagree? I'm saying, no, we don't do that in this instance, but we're fighting something that's even worse than the Taliban because...
Wait a minute. Okay, so now they're worse than... So we're going to quote you on this. Mikey Weinstein is saying some Christians in the military are worse than the Taliban.
Okay, let me make it very clear.
You just said it. Go ahead.
Fundamentalist, let me finish.
Yep.
Fundamentalist, dominionist Christians have far more capability to be worse to mankind than the Taliban because of the access to weapons.
And the U.S. military has that capability, Mikey.
You're right.
We have more capability than the Taliban at a technological level. So you could say that about everyone. And then, of course, you know, you could point out some bad actors here and there. We have a large military. But when you make a statement, fundamentalist Christians or evangelical Christians are this equipment, that you're making a much different statement than one or two individuals that could do something wrong, that could be punished for doing that wrong. Where is the actual evidence of a problem that would then equate to something like the Taliban has done, killing people based on those religious beliefs? That's what you say. When you say the
right.
Taliban, you're saying, I kill people because of my religious beliefs.
All right, go ahead, Mikey.
What I was trying to say again is there's a very big difference. One of our largest growth areas in our foundation is evangelical Christianity. They're on our advisory board. They donate to us. They're clients of ours. The difference between an evangelical Christian and a dominionist Christian, they both want to follow the great commission of Mark 16:15, Matthew 28:19. The difference is that evangelicals say, voila, I must comport my zeal to convert people to Christianity in accordance with a time, place, and manner restrictions put forth by the Constitution, construing federal and state case law, and Department of Defense directives, instructions, and regulations. So don't put that word evangelical in my mouth because that is not the case.
Okay, so it's fundamentalists that you view as Christian oppressors and tyrants, and then as far as the Taliban, you're the one who said we're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban, and you mean fundamentalists.
I mean, fundamentalists and dominionists, absolutely.
Do you think fundamentalists and dominionists have the right to serve in the United States military?
They do not.
They do not. So a disqualification for service in the United States military would be if you're a fundamentalist Christian.
If you're a fundamentalist or dominionist Christian and you believe that you have a limitless ability to follow the Great Commission of proselytizing, you cannot in good faith take the oath to the United States Constitution.
Okay. Can a devout...
You don't take an oath to their version of the weaponized concept of the New Testament, guys.
Okay. Can a devout Muslim... serve in the United States military?
Say again?
Can a devout Muslim serve in the United States military?
Anyone can serve irrespective of religious faith.
Except if you're a fundamentalist Christian. Okay, if you're not, hold it, Mikey. Letting you talk here. But you just said fundamentalist Christians out. So I'm asking you, fundamentalist Muslims, are they in or out?
Let me answer the question for you.
Okay.
Remember, when we say fundamentalist Christian, we mean a dominionist Christian who feel that they can proselytize irrespective of any constraints whatsoever. If a fundamentalist Muslim believes the same way, they're out as well. Same with a fundamentalist atheist or a fundamentalist Hindu or a fundamentalist Jewish person.
So, the way you define fundamentalists and the way fundamentalists define themselves is very different, but that's a theological discussion. But the reality is, you're putting a religious litmus test on service in the United States military.
I am not. I'm putting a constitutional test.
Based on religion.
Faith and allegiance to the United States Constitution.
Well, they do pledge.
I can be in completely irrespective of their religious faith or political ideas.
All right. So, okay. We got that. So, Skip, you served in the military for 20 years, and you served with a lot of Christians, I'm sure evangelicals, fundamentalists, and others. How do you equate what Mikey just said?
Well, the way he defines it, I would agree with him. The problem is I have not met anyone in my 22 years of active service and as 4 years as a cadet that ever espoused the position that he says these people espouse. So I don't know where these people are, and if they're such a small number, I'm not sure what the danger is.
Mikey, I mean, where are the cases? If there are people with this kind of wrongdoing, yeah. It seems like they're violating all the rules you love to cite. So why aren't you doing something about it? I mean, you know, you have a few cases you've actually filed. Mostly time you're just kind of bullying the Air Force into what, wiping off a Bible verse off of a whiteboard. If these people are really such a threat as you're talking about, why aren't you exposing them? Where are these people? Who are these people?
Okay, go ahead, Mikey.
Okay. Oh, well, guys, there are gazillions of them. We can start with people like Jerry Boykin. But before I get there,
Jerry Boykin's not in the United States. He's not in the military anymore. So his personal views and beliefs are...
But he certainly was. He was Deputy Undersecretary of Defense.
His personal views violate the rules, Mikey. Did he violate those rules when he served?
Hey, guys, we're all litigators. We know we cannot go into federal court.
Violate the rules when he served.
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely.
Okay, what rules?
How long criminal? He's been court-martialed very visibly.
Hold it. You made a very, it's a very big statement. You said a respected member, former member of the military should have been court-martialed. What should he have been court-martialed for?
He should have been court-martialed for violating his oath to the United States Constitution.
By doing what did he do that violated the oath?
His religious faith. Over his oath to the Constitution. Look, he even made the statement recently that his wife of 25 years divorced him because she said you're a religious fanatic, and that's exactly what he inextricably intertwined with his fundamentalist dominionist Christian fanaticism with his.
Okay,
I'll tell you about it again. What did he actually do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
You can't make these general statements. Give us one example. One example. Two examples.
Well, Jordan, Skip, Jay, let me try to answer it. He went around to churches in his uniform. It's well known. He got disciplined for it. He got kind of slapped on the wrist, saying, "My God is bigger than your God." Clearly, making it obvious that our enemy was not the insurgents or the Taliban or Al Qaeda. It was Islam as itself. We were very instrumental in getting him barred from speaking at West Point. But before I get there,
that was after he was retired.
No, he was doing this on active duty. Jordan, you know this. Jay, come on. I mean, we're not going to go back and try to pull it up right now. Why do you think he was disciplined while he was on active duty?
But if he was disciplined, then the military did what they're supposed to do in the chain of command. So it wasn't a constitutional showdown. We've got more ahead with Mikey Weinstein when we come back from the break. You're going to want to stay tuned with us, folks. We'll be posting this, of course, on air as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with the cadets. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, like and share us on Facebook. We encourage you to do that. Again, our guest is Mikey Weinstein. We're going to try to get to your calls. Can't guarantee it. We've got a lot of dialogue going on here, but we'll do the best we can when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. None were level on the vine. No matter of it is worth no. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. Our guest is Mikey Weinstein. Of course, he is the founder and president of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Multiple years of service in the United States Air Force as a judge, advocate, general. Although we disagree on a lot of issues, we appreciate his service to the country. I want to talk. We're getting some calls, Mikey, and this is something that just came up, and you sent something to Will Haynes yesterday. Let me take Casey out of Ohio on line three. Casey, welcome to the broadcast. You had a question for Mikey. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. First, I got to make a quick point. I'm an Air Force Academy graduate.
Oh, great.
Messages on the boards. It's important to note that those cadet rooms are offices. Every cadet, once you become a third classman or sophomore or higher, is a leader as a mentor or a supervisor of a younger cadet. So for me, as a fourth class or freshman cadet, I wouldn't want to go into a room and be open as you're supposed to be with your supervisor or mentor about the challenges you're facing when I see quotes like that. So I think there is a reasonable time, place, and manner restriction.
Sure.
Placed on those messages. But my question for Mikey is about this atheist. Now he's taking on atheists at the academy, and I'm curious as to why this is just coming out today. So I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, Mikey, tell us a little bit, because not a lot, we haven't talked about that. Tell us what's going on there.
Right. Well, we were contacted yesterday by seven folks at the academy, clients, four of them cadets, one staff, and two faculty. Of the seven, six of them are Christians. Said about the fact that the Cadet Free Thinkers had Ask an Atheist Day, which is yesterday and today, and they were setting up in a formal military environment, which is Fairchild Hall. Jay, I don't think you saw that when you and I stayed out there.
So.
It's a huge academic building, but it's duty hours, duty place, duty, you know, time, place, and manner that is clearly something that is completely work-connected workplace. They were setting up, like a table and essentially, if you will, proselytizing atheism. So we had the Christian clients that came to us saying, well, wait a minute, that's wrong. And you know what? They're right. That also violates Air Force Instruction 1-1, Section 2.11. It's not about whether you're Christian or atheist or not. So we went to the Air Force Academy and we demanded that the atheists can do what they want in, say, the social hall at Arnold Hall or many other places, a myriad of other places. But you can't do it in a time, place, and manner, just like with those whiteboards, when it is a duty uniform, duty hours, duty place, and that was completely wrong. And we made that very clear to the academy that it didn't matter that the message was.
What did the academy do? What was
the academy? Well, they did what they usually did. Remember that steaming cauldron of religious intolerance.
Uh-huh.
They kind of had looked like they had the 100-mile stare, from that dull look of a trapped animal, and they did nothing. To my knowledge, they are not stopping.
It seems like you're the one that lost. You lost, Mikey, and you just called them a trapped animal.
Let me call the winner
the trapped animal. They decided to ignore you is what you mean.
Yeah, so let me follow up on the Ask an Atheist Day, which I didn't have. Okay, at Arnold Hall, you said it would be okay to have it at Arnold Hall, which would be another place, correct?
Right, right. Now, if you let the atheists...
So could the Christians...
Christians do it.
That's what I'm asking. Let's use your words. Should the fundamentalist Dominion Christians be able to have a table up with material at Arnold Hall?
Well, you mean the Dominionist Christians? No, they shouldn't even be in the academy.
So the atheists can, but the Dominionist Christians cannot?
The answer is yes. If you want to follow the Great Commission... In a way that, again, time, place, and manner, absolutely. Arnold Hall, no problem. Look, they have crew there. They've got the navigators. They've got the Officers Christian Fellowship.
Is that okay?
That isn't the issue.
Is that okay? Is it okay to have crew there? Is it okay to have Officers Fellowship? You okay with that?
You mean at the...
Arnold Hall.
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
So at Arnold Hall, you're okay with it.
Hey, let me ask you. Do you guys know what SPIRE is? The Air Force Academy, I think it's on Monday nights, has something called Special Programs in Religious Education, where all of these massive parachurch organizations all get together. Now, the atheist group, the Freethinkers, used to be part of that, but last year they were kicked out because the chaplains said, you're not a religious entity. You can't be part of this.
Well, an atheist isn't a religious entity. I mean, by definition, atheists are not religious. It's not a religion.
No, guys, no.
It's a philosophy.
The Supreme Court has made it very clear that our government cannot favor faith of one faith.
Oh, I don't disagree with any. We got agreement there. No disagreement there. I wouldn't have any problem problem with the atheists. But in Arnold Hall, we're all, everybody's okay in Arnold Hall, correct?
Okay, right. But the problem is that they kicked the free thinkers out of Spire.
That's a different
club, like the chess club.
Okay, well, the caller was asking about the atheist. I understand that. But the caller was asking about why you went after the atheist group. You explained it. Let's try to get another call. We've had people holding on for a really long time here. And let's go to this is a question that keeps coming up. Michael in Texas on line four. Michael, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with the three of us and Mikey Weinstein as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've heard it multiple times brought up about the court-martial.
Yes, sir.
Being former military, served 8 years in the Army, Ranger, 7 combat soldiers.
We're having Michael, you're moving your phone around. We're here having trouble hearing you. Say it again. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, much better.
Okay. So Michael in Texas, 7 years in the Army.
Thank you for your service.
5 years Army Ranger, 7 combat tours. My question is I'm of the understanding that there are a level of offenses or commissioned
right.
court martial, and under let's just say the cadet is a fourth tier leader. What warrants open and what warrants open and very visible court martial over
okay.
that versus offenses that
sure okay that's a great question, Michael. Let me skip define court martial for everybody, and then I'm gonna let Mikey answer the question.
Well, a court martial is the system of used in the under the Uniform Code of Military Justice to punish people. It's the court system that's set up as a
right.
under the executive branch, and a court martial is basically a criminal trial and is used to take care of any offense that
okay.
occurs for people in the military.
All right, so, Mikey, now the question that Michael is asking, what level do you think a court-martial would apply to, like, the incidents with the whiteboard or an evangelical group or even a fundamentalist? Where do you think a court-martial comes in?
Well, I think it's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. I was having a little trouble hearing it myself, but
yeah.
from what I understand is, remember, the Air Force, if you're a cadet at West Point or the Air Force Academy or a midshipman at Annapolis near you guys at in Washington,
yep.
it is that's a learning facility. People are still learning how to become officers.
Right.
So the concept, that's why we suggested a letter of reprimand or something, you know, paper punishment for a for the cadet. But however, the air officer commanding, there's a full-fledged, you know, professional military officer assigned to each squadron called an AOC, Air Officer Commanding at the Air Force Academy, or a TAC officer, say, at West Point, or a company officer at Annapolis. They should know better, and that's why, to answer the question, we believe that the commensurate level of punishment would at least be what's known as, and Skip, you can explain this, non-judicial punishment, Article 15, or we would certainly not oppose and we would support a court-martial to get the point across that this is something that is violent.
But you would not a court-martial to the individual cadet, though, right?
Not to the individual cadet,
okay.
No, because they're still learning.
Okay, got it. So we all agree that a learning enterprise. Mikey, I appreciate you taking an hour out of your day. It was a debate, as we always have. I think it was civil, and everybody got their points across. And I wish I could have gotten more phone calls, folks, but we don't get Mikey on the air often, and we were able to get him, and I appreciate him coming on. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, believe me. So call back with your calls. And again, the idea here was he's got his positions across. You heard what they are. We have a fundamental disagreement as to what they are. He, he's like I said, free country. You get to make positions. He's made his in a couple different ways, some of which you be the judge of whether he changed his view. Some of his people evidently thought he did, and that's what I think created the tweets he was concerned about. Folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me remind everybody, we're in a matching challenge campaign. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.